Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Self-Discipline, Powered by AI, by Ethan Cole, positions artificial intelligence as a practical partner for building better habits and getting work done when motivation is low. Rather than treating discipline as a matter of willpower alone, the book frames it as a system you can design, measure, and refine with digital support. It explores how modern AI tools can help you clarify priorities, break intimidating goals into manageable actions, reduce decision fatigue, and create feedback loops that keep you consistent The focus is not on technology for its own sake, but on using prompts, planning workflows, and automation to counter procrastination and distractions. Readers are introduced to ways AI can support focus, motivation, time management, and accountability while still keeping the human in control. The overall promise is a blend of behavioral fundamentals and tool-assisted execution, aimed at people who want steady productivity without burning out or relying on temporary bursts of inspiration. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing self-discipline as a system, not a mood. A central theme is that self-discipline becomes easier when it is treated as a repeatable system instead of a daily test of character. The book emphasizes building structures that make the desired behavior the default choice, even when you feel tired, anxious, or unmotivated. AI fits into this approach by acting as a planning partner that helps you define outcomes, select the highest impact tasks, and reduce the friction that often triggers avoidance. Instead of asking why you cannot start, the system asks what the next small action is and how to make it obvious and simple. The discussion connects discipline to clarity, environment, and routines, highlighting that vague goals create procrastination because the brain senses uncertainty and risk. By using AI to generate options, outline steps, and anticipate obstacles, readers can replace vague intentions with concrete, scheduled actions. This reframing also supports consistency. When discipline is a workflow, you can troubleshoot it like any process. You look for bottlenecks, remove unnecessary steps, and add cues and reminders. Over time, the system makes progress less dependent on motivation and more dependent on reliable execution. Secondly, breaking procrastination loops with AI-guided microtasks. The book treats procrastination as a loop driven by overwhelm, unclear starting points, and emotional resistance. One practical strategy highlighted is converting intimidating projects into microtasks that are small enough to begin immediately. AI can support this by turning a broad goal into a sequence of next actions, offering multiple ways to start and helping you choose the simplest entry point. This matters because starting is often the hardest part, and a tiny action can lower the psychological barrier. The book also points to common procrastination triggers such as perfectionism, fear of failure, and excessive research. AI can be used to set boundaries, for example by creating a quick draft, a minimal plan, or a limited research checklist, so you do not spiral into endless preparation. Another use is reflective prompting. You can ask AI to help identify what is making you avoid a task and suggest an experiment to reduce friction. The overall aim is to replace avoidance with momentum, using short, clearly defined steps and fast feedback. By repeatedly practicing this pattern, readers learn to treat procrastination as a solvable design problem rather than a personal flaw. Thirdly, motivation and accountability. Through feedback and tracking, motivation is presented as something you can cultivate through visible progress, meaningful goals, and reinforcement, not as a feeling you must wait for. The book highlights the power of feedback loops, where you set a target, take action, measure results, and adjust. AI can help create these loops by generating daily check-ins, tracking habits, summarizing what you completed, and reminding you of the bigger reason behind the work. This approach reduces the tendency to rely on emotional motivation because progress becomes measurable and motivating on its own. Accountability is also discussed as a missing ingredient for many solo workers. AI can function as a structured accountability partner by prompting you to set intentions, define success criteria, and review outcomes at the end of the day. It can also help you prepare for high-risk moments, such as afternoons when energy dips, by suggesting pre-planned alternatives like a shorter task, a quick break routine, or an environment change. The emphasis stays practical. Accountability works best when it is specific and kind but firm. By combining tracking with reflection, readers can see patterns in their behavior and gradually build confidence through consistent follow-through. Fourthly, elevating focus in a distracting world with AI-assisted planning. Focus is framed as a resource that must be protected through intentional design. The book explores how constant context switching, notifications, and ambiguous priorities fragment attention and make deep work feel impossible. AI is positioned as a tool to support focus by organizing tasks, prioritizing what matters most, and creating clear work sessions with defined outputs. Instead of keeping an overwhelming list in your head, you can use AI to consolidate inputs, identify the most important task for the next block of time, and propose a realistic schedule based on your constraints. The book also addresses mental clutter. When you are unsure what to do next, your attention drifts to easy distractions. By having a prepared plan, you reduce decision fatigue and make it simpler to stay on track. Another angle is attention hygiene, where you intentionally limit open loops and reduce the number of active commitments. AI can assist by prompting a quick brain dump, helping you categorize tasks and turning loose ideas into a structured plan. The outcome is a more deliberate relationship with your time, where focus is supported by clear boundaries, prepared actions, and fewer competing priorities. Lastly, mastering productivity with workflows, prompts, and automation. The productivity message centers on designing workflows that make high-quality output easier to produce consistently. The book highlights that productivity is not about doing more, but about doing the right work with less friction. AI can enhance this by helping you create repeatable templates for common tasks such as planning a week, outlining a project, preparing a meeting agenda, or drafting an initial version of an idea. Prompts become a practical skill. Asking better questions yields clearer plans, stronger drafts, and faster iteration. The book also touches on automation in a responsible way, where routine steps are streamlined so you can spend more energy on thinking and execution. For example, AI can help standardize checklists, generate alternatives when you are stuck, or turn a goal into a timeline with milestones. Importantly, the human remains the decision maker. The value comes from using AI to reduce setup time, speed up planning, and create a dependable workflow that you can follow even on low energy days. By pairing structured processes with tool support, readers can develop a productivity system that scales with their responsibilities without feeling chaotic or exhausting. In conclusion, this book is best suited for students, professionals, creators, and entrepreneurs who feel stuck in cycles of procrastination, distraction, and inconsistent follow-through, especially those who already use digital tools and want a more disciplined routine. Readers who like practical frameworks will benefit most because the promise is not a dramatic personality change, but a set of repeatable behaviors supported by AI-assisted planning and review. The potential life benefit is straightforward. When you can reliably start, focus, and finish, straightforward, focus, and finish, stress drops and confidence rises. Small wins compound into better performance at work or school, more time for health and relationships, and a clearer sense of control over your schedule. Compared to similar self-discipline books that rely mainly on mindset or willpower, this one stands out by emphasizing tool-supported execution, prompts, structured check-ins, and workflow design that reduce decision fatigue and make progress measurable. For buyers, the value is in the combination of disciplined principles with a modern, actionable approach to using AI as an accountability and planning partner. If you want a system you can implement immediately, it is a worthwhile addition to your productivity shelf. If you would like to support Ethan Cole, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.